it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to give you guys a very important message. Obviously, I know what's going on in the country. I know that's not why you guys come to this show. I don't have any thoughts or opinions on it. I just want to offer up one small piece of suggestions. They firing people out here for social media posts. I would just be careful. I was just reading a story during the commercial break about someone who was employed by the Carolina Panthers. He sent some tweets about recent events that have happened in our country, and they terminated my man's key card. So I'm just telling you, hey, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. You're an adult. Do what you want to do. I would just say, is that Facebook post worth it? You got a mortgage. You got a family. You got a job. I'm not ready to lose my job over these posts. I'm not ready to lose my job over these tweets. So I just want you to protect yourself. That's it. That's the only advice that I have. That's the only commentary, only thoughts that I have. They firing people. Somebody from the Suns got fired. Somebody from the Panthers got fired. They watch it. So I wouldn't be out here talking crazy on the social media about anybody or anything. Hop on Facebook, post pictures of your vacation, post pictures of your dinner, post pictures of Love Island, and go live your life. That's the only little bit of advice that I have for today. I don't have any other advice. Joshua Briscoe is going to join us coming up in just a bit. We're going to talk about the Chiefs. We're going to get you ready for Thursday night football. I just wanted to offer up just a small piece of advice. Who is that? Herm Edwards that said, don't press send. That's the advice that I'm going to give you today. Don't press send. Let's get you ready for week two of the NFL season. Rob, hit the music.
Carrington, let's start our look at week two in the NFL with a division game, a surprise 1-0 versus 1-0 game. The Denver Broncos are headed to Indianapolis to take on Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes and co. 1-0 after throttling the Dolphins. The Broncos, not as surprising at 1-0 as they played host to the Tennessee Titans in week one. But you think maybe, just maybe, Bo Nix and co. need to be on upset alert for Sunday against the Colts.
You know what? It's been a while since I've said this. Cut the beat. You know what? I guarantee a Colts win this weekend. Can you not see the ESPN get up stories that the Colts are the surprise 2-0 team that we all talk bad about? Daniel Jones, and he's playing a lot better than expected. You can see it. Shane Steichen has proved that he's a good coach. I think Daniel Jones is capable. He's not one of the better quarterbacks in the league. No one would confuse him for that, but can you win 8-9 games with Daniel Jones and knock on the door of potentially making the playoffs? Now, they might have played one of the 5 worst teams in the league, but I was impressed by the Colts' offense. I thought the Broncos came out very lackadaisical in their season opening game against the Titans. I'm telling you right now, it's not a big upset. It's a small, teeny tiny upset. But give me the Colts going to 2-0 with the win over the Denver Broncos. I don't need the points. I'm taking them on my money line this week, baby. Turn the music back up.
I'm just sitting here.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Honest to God, astonished. 12 months ago, no one made more Danny Dimes jokes than you. And now, guarantee they're winning at home to the Broncos because they beat the hapless Dolphins in week one. People like you are how Vegas makes money. They know that you're going to overreact to week one. Danny Dimes. Okay.
See, this is your problem.
The you're same Shane Steichen that couldn't coach Anthony Richardson's now. We know he can coach.
You're too worried about the past. I'm thinking ahead. I'm moving forward. You're worried about preseason expectations and predictions. Not me. I'm watching the league. I'm breaking it down. You should be more like me. I gave out a four-leg parlay on the show last week. Nobody listens. Nobody cares. Follow me. If you're trying to win some coin, follow me. That's what the CNC dot stands for. Coin dot. Let's move on.
Speaking of a game featuring two 1-0 teams, the Cincinnati Bengals, who got almost 10 yards of offense in the second half, but beat the Cleveland Browns despite that, are returning home to face maybe the second biggest surprise in the NFL from week one, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Carrington, looking at this 1-0 versus 1-0 matchup, do you think the Bengals will keep pushing ahead, or are the Jags, with your favorite quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, going to surprise in Ohio on Sunday?
Hey, man, we got beef. You've been real out of pocket in this segment for really no reason. I thought me and you was good. I thought me and you was on the same page here. Why are you talking to me like this? There's no reason for you to be talking to me like this. I know one thing. If Cincinnati is trying to convince us that they're back this year, that they're ready to compete with the top-tier teams in the National Football League after needing a game-saving turnover to beat the Browns on the road, you now come back to the crib for your home opener against Jacksonville, you better take care of business. I know that much. It don't matter how you win. It doesn't matter. You better figure out a way. The schedule gods have given you an ability to start quickly, because that has been the problem for the Bengals the last couple of years. They have not been able to start quickly. They've dug themselves into 0-2, 1-3, and now they got to spend all of October and November trying to dig themselves out of it. When you get Cleveland and Jacksonville, boom, boom, to kick off the season, you got to take care of business. Give me Cincinnati at home. I'm a little scared to take the points. I didn't take the points last week with them. I just put them in my parlay on the money line. I'm going to do the exact same thing this week. I'm not dealing with the 3.5. Just give me the Bengals straight up at the crib.
Let's switch over to some 0-1 teams. Now, I'm not going to waste time talking about a couple of these 0-1 games. The Cowboys and Giants, who cares? And the Ravens are going to bounce back against the Browns, who cares? But there are two more games featuring two 0-1 teams, and they include a couple flavors of the offseason. The Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams are headed on the road to take on the Detroit Tigers, and the New England Patriots, who was a playoff pick by both you and me, they're 0-1. They head on the road to take on the Dolphins. Carrington, Caleb Williams and Drake May are year two quarterbacks. Which team needs a bounce back more in week two? Or if they don't, are they looking dead in the water despite it being week three?
I mean, I think both teams are kind of in the exact same spot, but we all know how Chicago kind of operates as a city, especially when it comes to Caleb Williams, who, for whatever reason, is just one of the bigger lightning rods in the league. If you lose your first two games in the division, you're cooked. We already know about the stats when you fall to 0-2. You then fall to 0-2 with losses in the division. You lost to Minnesota when you felt like you had cashed that one in, and then you lose on the road against a Lions team that kind of got embarrassed in their week one game, so you know they're going to come out with great energy, and their home opener doesn't feel like a really good spot for the Chicago Bears, who already feel like they're kind of scratching and clawing to try to save their season, even though the season has just begun.
Final question here as we're up against the break. Brock Purdy is out this week, as he could be out for a couple weeks for the San Francisco 49ers. They started 1-0, which means the person a lot of people thought the Niners would take in that draft, Mac Jones, is going to start for Kyle Shanahan and co. Carrington, do you think you'll see a drop-off from Brock Bowers to Mac Jones out in the Bay?
You know what? I think you'll see a little drop-off, but not a big one. This is why. I think their skill sets are very similar. I trust Kyle Shanahan. Christian McCaffrey is going to be available in this one. I thought their defense played well enough last week. I still like San Francisco. Now, I understand why the spread took a big drop off. It was a 7.5 before this injury announcement. It then fell to 3, 3.5, depending on where you get your number. I completely understand, but I still like San Francisco to go on the road and win this game. So give me the Niners. I'm even going to take the points on this one. I'll take them, San Francisco, -3.5.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.